Hey, there we go.
Is that good?
Is that good? Yay!
Yay!
Oh my goodness.
Thank you for having me. This is so hard because I've never done this before. It's my first time. So.
Every time I have to host, I miss out on all the buttons. So I totally forgot to invite. I don't know. This is just so not intuitive for me. Welcome to your first Instagram Live. Do you feel a little nervous?
Yeah, especially when you told me that I won't be able to erase it or edit it. It's like, okay, that's scary. It means that whatever I say, that people will hear, and then that's gonna be, it's gonna be out there. So, yes.
Yeah. Do you have like a light nearby so you could turn it on? Because you're kind of dark.
Okay, I'm actually in Josiah's room. Let me hold on 1 second. Let me see.
Okay.
And move this out a little bit. What's that look like? No, I'm under his love bed. I'm so sorry. How about this? Is that better? Not really, huh? That's okay. A little bit better. Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. All
Okay. All right. So I brought you on live Instagram. These are quicker, shorter, I guess, interviews. I think in light of the timing, this is Passion Week, and upcoming Sunday we're going to be celebrating Easter Sunday. But for us believers, it's more than just something we consume or attend on a Sunday. We are celebrating our great Savior and his resurrection. And I guess today I wanted to talk about some of those benefits of the resurrection. Because after Easter, the pastors tell us, the resurrection changes everything. It changes our perspective. It changes, the history, because it was event of all time. So I wanted to talk about some of those benefits today for us, for those who put their faith in Jesus. He is not dead, but he is alive. And how does that news and reality like impact us? And what are some things we can take for ourselves personally? So I'm going to ask you the first question. The first question is, how does the resurrection give you now daily purpose for your work?
Yeah, like you said, Leslie, earlier, that you said that resurrection is what make our Christianity unique, right? Without the resurrection of Jesus, and our faith is faulty. It counts for nothing. So being a believer, understanding and receiving that gift of God's Jesus' resurrection, and understanding that the fact that he is alive, he came back to life after death. He died for our sin on the cross. And so when he was buried, our sin were buried with him. When he came back to life, those who put our faith in him also came back to life, right? And our have with this newness of life, and we're able to walk every single day in the newness of this life. So for me, I'm glad you asked the question, the purpose. Cause for me, is purpose is almost everything that I do. I focus on the purpose. Why do I do these things? And why do I behave such a way? Why do I say things the way I say it? So purpose is huge, right? So but with Jesus' resurrection in mind, and that give us every single day, knowing that we wake up in the morning, we take a breath of fresh air. There's a purpose in our life for that day, right? I mean, we have eternal purpose, right? To make Jesus known, to share the gospel, tell others about Jesus. But that very day has that specific purpose. What would that be? That would be something that I need to get from the Lord. I need to understand how to be drawn closer to him, how to remain in him, and that'll be able to drive that purpose that he has for me that day. So for me, I'm very simple. Like first one is R. I would remember my identity, right? And that because of Jesus, I have the right to be the child of God, right? And once I have that my identity in mind, I understand that I am a child of God. I walk in newness of life because Christ's resurrection, and then I will be ready to tackle the day, right? Not by my strength, but the strength of the Holy Spirit. in every single moment. And I mean, you know, like I now work in school, I work in high school, Damanbar High School, and I came encounter with so many different students, and some of them are like, you know, they're English learners. And to them, you know, what's the purpose of their life? You know, the reason why did they even come here? Because they want to have education, they want to be able to stay here and speak well, you know, English well, and be able to continue their life in this country, right?
Yeah.
So that gave me a lot to work with, right? So I just, okay, so it looks like a long journey, because every day you come to class, you learn the same thing, but seems like what you learned yesterday, you kind of already forget today. And it's like constant struggle, right? So for me, what I do is I will help them to see that, you know, when you are putting all your efforts in it, but there's always some factors that you have no control over. Okay. And I will say, you know what, for me, as I, you know, as I come into classroom, I work with you, I don't even know like what you would bring me today, your emotion, your mood, everything, whatever you know, maybe you're homesick, maybe you have trouble with relationship. I don't know what I'm going to encounter just being with you, right? I will share that with the students. And then I told them, you know, like, you know, but I, one thing I know for sure is that my purpose is help you to learn, help you to have that conversation so you can improve and you can make a progress. So that's me, how I tackle those battles in classroom when I work with my students. And with Jesus' resurrection in mind, you know, knowing that every day is a new day, you know, his mercy is new every morning, and we are consumed by his great love, right? In Lamentation, we talk about that. And how knowing that his mercy is new every morning, we have that strength to go forth, to press onward, and to deal with whatever is coming our way, knowing that his love for us, he will never, we will never be separated, you know, from the love of God. You know, we're his children, and he will get us going and through all the difficult times, even when we feel hopeless.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, I was trying to take notes there. Said, gave a loaded response. So you kind of touched on things like how it affects your identity, because a lot of people find their identity in their work or their professions. Right. Also talked about kind of like your mission. Mm-hmm. The mission that Jesus had commissioned his disciples is now become our mission too, that when we go out, we're looking at people with a different lens, a lens of like how we can bring the gospel to them. And then you also talked about the spiritual resources we have access to, like mercies, his unconditional love, and how those things ought to give us strength to accomplish that daily work. So yeah, so what exactly are you doing on the campus? I thought you were at an elementary school, so you're in a high school now?
Yes, I was working at elementary school for about 4 years.
Oh, okay.
The past year I just got, I requested transfer to high school. I think, I'm not sure you know, but I came here as a high schooler, so I find myself probably have a lot of commonality with the high schoolers that are recently immigrated here. And yeah, but yeah, the Lord is good. You know, he opened the door, and so that's why I started working with them, you know, since the beginning of the school year. So yeah.
Are you helping the students where English is not their first?
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Right. So I provide translation. I provide service to them, support them in classroom, as well as even outside classroom. Sometimes, you know, like these high schoolers have some relationship problems, but I would not approach them unless they open them themselves to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I also noticed in your response, you didn't make any mention of like personal ambitions and career goals.
So I think in this age, probably, like, you know, like my personal goal is like, you know, it's truly, it's yeah, maybe because I, you know, I just knowing who Jesus is, I think that I've been, even the audience here, I think that all of them, I can see the names and get distracting, but I love all of them. It's like, you know, when you walk with the Lord, right, you align your personal goal with what God calls you to do, with Jesus' mission, especially, you know, in Bible Study Fellowship, we've been studying the book of John. It's just amazing every time. The lesson is all about how to make Jesus known and how Jesus accomplishes his Father's will, right? When he came to this earth. And so for us, as you said earlier, right, we are to grow into the likeness of Christ because we are his children. So we ought to, you know, model after Jesus and take his life mission to be our life mission. So yeah, I have to say though, when I was younger, I think it would be harder to align, you know, my heart with the heart of God. But through years of growth and God has just graciously allowed me to go through different trials and challenges, and praise God that he never let go of me. So I am still working with the Lord, seeing how he works in my life and those around me too, the lives of people that are around me. And God just shows me like how powerful and how mighty mm-hmm. he is.
A lot of our Instagram followers, I think, are the younger generation, who many are still students. So how would you give encouragement to those who are, you know, full-time students? Mm. And what is, like, God's purpose for them in that life stage?
Mm. Very good question. I feel like that's what I encounter every single day. Of course, you know, I would say that being a student, this life stage, that being a student, their responsibility is to embrace God's blessing, you know, and then be able to learn, and because God gave us a mind, a desire to know him and to be able to think, ability to love, ability to learn. So the desire of learning should always be on top, and their responsibility should be learning and learning well, right? Mm-hmm. And at the same time, not to idolize you know, the success, because again, a lot of factors are out of our control, right? I mean, you can do all you can with your own ability to study, and the things like the result is still in God's hand. And so I would encourage them, study hard, but same time also, you know, like have a positive outlook, you know, turn your lens outside your books, outside of your study realm study, but look into this world and look at people around you, like what their needs are. You know, that you can balance, that you can still be a vessel for God to use, right, to impact the lives for the gospel, for, you know, for who God truly is, by being a good and listening friend, by being someone who lend a helping hand or listening ear, and be sensitive to the needs, you know. So I think those are the things that I would encourage our students to to dive into, and remember that all the success is not by their own deeds. It's not earned by their own deeds. It's by the grace of God and the God's blessing in that way. Yeah.
I love that. I love that you brought up not to idolize success, and you being an Asian parent is telling us not to idolize academic success.
Very hard. That's what we always strive for, right?
That, like, students are given like that daily access to the mission field. And hey, as someone who's no longer getting that daily access to the same people, it's like I don't have access to a lot of people to realize to. So I do think, being a good witness is definitely something that they are called to do, even as young believers or students. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to move on. We're going to close with this really heavy question. Mm-hmm. It won't take too long because we are running out of time, but mm-hmm. I do want to ask you, I know you've lost loved ones in your lives, and I want to ask you how the resurrection of Jesus Christ has helped you to mm-hmm. grieve those losses mm-hmm. with hope.
Yeah, thank you, Leslie. You know me very well. The Lord has been so gracious. And again, the resurrection of Jesus give us the hope, right? And I always thought that, there's no way that I'll be able to see my dad. But even 2 weeks before he went home to the Lord, you know, he accepted the Lord to be his personal savior. And he was offered the opportunity to be baptized. And it's just from that moment, right, I know that Lord has bless me opportunity to witness that my dad come to Christ and study the word, and knowing that when Jesus comes back, right, well, his resurrection give us that hope and assurance, and you know, turn our fear to courage that allowed us to go out to share this news with others, and turn our tears to joy. You know, that's literally what I went through, and knowing that my father is in the presence of Jesus, and even turn that, you know, turn that death to life, you know. And I know that, you know, because of the resurrection of Jesus, I will one day see my dad in the heavenly home, in our heavenly home. And yeah, I mean, I cannot wait, you know. I want to see my dad and see all the loved ones, that even our brothers and sisters. And because God has promised that what he will do and what he will accomplish, and he already has, you know, through Christ's resurrection. So I think that, again, just want to reiterate that how grateful I am to Christ for his the hope that only can be found in his resurrection.
Yeah, you said a lot of good things there. You said it helped turn you from fear to courage, because, mm-hmm. you know, I think a lot of people are afraid of the concept or the experience of death and of loved mm-hmm. ones. Then it takes courage to like move forward and continue mm-hmm. living on the life as the one who remains. You know, it seems harder because we're still stuck here.
Right.
Also said that it helped turn you from tears to joy.
Mm-hmm.
So you truly experienced that.
Yeah. The tears are still there, but then tears with joy, and how hopeful and joyful that we can be mm-hmm. with this hope.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That coincides also with your greater desire and longing to be united.
Mm-hmm.
I think that longing is like our own personal experience and teaching us how to like long return, because that's when we will get to see them again. And then the last thing you said was that it gives us a reality that death will no longer be dead, but we will get to experience that new life. So yeah, that's really good. I'm glad that you're able to share that. I hope that encourages people who are still figuring out finding peace with their own losses of loved ones. But those are all the questions I had for today. And thanks for sharing this week leading up to Easter. And we'll see you again next time. How was your first live?
Thank you. Well, thank you for having me, first of all. And thank you for making this so enjoyable. It's always a joy to talk with you. And it's lovely. Lovely experience.
Good.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Okay, I'm going to figure out how to turn this off now. Okay, see you later.
Bye. Right, bye. I'll talk to you.